Next patient we're going to do is going to be Michael Bell. Date of birth is 1/10/56. Today is 12/27. Michael's a 68-year-old gentleman on hospice with COPD, copulmonary pulmonary hypertension, 2+ pleural edema despite increasing his Lasix to 4 milligram a day. Also has severe apnea. He does not wear his oxygen. He also has nebulizer that he uses on PRN basis. His activity level has been affected. He's more short of breath with activity. As long as he's not walking, his O2 sat's around 92% on room air, but with walking, it drops down to the 80s, just a few steps, period. He has issues with bowel and bladder incontinence. KPS remains at 50%. The lower extremity edema is not responding to Lasix. I have discussed this with the medical director, and it has been decided to place him on oxygen at nighttime, especially if he would wear it, because that would definitely alleviate the sleep apnea, since he does not want to use his CPAP, and that would in effect reduce the swelling in his lower extremity without having to increase his diuretics, which can cause other issues and problems, period. Given the natural progression of his disease, Michael most likely has less than 6 months to live with increased weakness, weight loss, issues with bowel and bladder, episodic bowel and bladder incontinence, and ADL dependency. It remains as before. Thank you.